From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli police say a truck rammed into a group of soldiers Sunday in Jerusalem, killing four, all in their 20s. Officials say 15 were wounded in the attack, including two who were critically injured. Speaking at the scene of the attack, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacker has been identified, and according to all the signs, he was a supporter of the Islamic State. He said Israel has blockaded Jabal Mokaba, the East Jerusalem neighborhood where the truck driver lived and is planning other measures to prevent similar attacks. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital. In one attack, suicide car bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market Sunday in a mainly Shiite district. At least 13 people were killed in the blast, and it has been claimed by the Islamic State. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran accused of killing five people and wounding six others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport did shut down after Friday's attack, reopened gradually Saturday, with reports of security delays and long lines. This is VOA News.